Praise the Lord. Let's all stand, if you will. Let's bow our heads. Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come very humbly before you this morning, Lord. Lord, with another opportunity, Lord, to come and sing praises unto you, to hear thy precious word this morning. Lord, it's just a blessing, Lord. It's such a privilege to be able to come and gather, Lord. Lord, and have such a desire to do so only by your grace. Lord, we ask you to have full preeminence of the service, everything that's said and done, only be for your glory and your honor. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I turn to page 16 and only believe. Amen. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. From every sin. my will, my passion, self and pride. Amen. I'd like to turn to page 5, back a page. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my fall. Savior. Amen. Let's go ahead and turn to page 199. Just come on the heart.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, our sins and griefs to bear.
a friend. Amen. Brother Paul, would you mind taking up the offering this morning? I guess today is our missionary offering. Give as the Lord wills. Amen.
Lord Jesus, and the Father, we come before you this day, Lord Jesus, here. Again, Lord, we just ask that you just send your blessings upon us, Lord Jesus, as the Lord who comes forth, Lord, speak to our hearts, Lord Jesus, and open us. We find revelation, Lord, that's in this word, Lord Jesus, and just let us see it, Father, and open our eyes to see it, Lord Jesus, and recognize him, Lord, within us, Lord Jesus, what we have to give, Lord Jesus, and I just pray you just be with these tithes and offerings for this missionary. Offering, Lord Jesus, we have made an outreach, Lord Jesus, for others in need, Lord Jesus, and somehow, Father, may we just have less soul that's out there, Lord Jesus, we long for that day, Lord Jesus, when you're coming, Father, we just ask you just, may we just be prepared for that time when it comes, and Lord, we just ask you to bless the service now, Father, Jesus Christ, name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. I'm blessed is complete. Oh, be seated. Anyone have a song in their heart special this morning? Sister Grace? Let's all stand. It's this time. Sing out a little chorus. Lord, I believe, as we ask our pastor to come.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
Just bow our heads again in a word of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, again, we first want to thank you for one more opportunity, Lord, to gather here today with these precious people that it's the blood purchased of Jesus Christ. And Lord, realizing again it's through mercy and grace that we have been given the desire today to be here, and Lord, and that you made it possible that we could be here. So we ask that you would just open up our hearts again today to the Word of God as it comes forth. As we sing a little song, Lord, I believe. What a blessing it is, Lord, to be able to believe in this last hour when there's so much unbelief, Lord, and impersonations and make-belief. But Lord, may that stay pure in our hearts. We ask again now also that you bless those that couldn't be here today. May you meet with them in their home. And Father, let them sit there and listen to the Word of God without distraction, that, Lord, they also be fed. We ask now that thy will be done as we commit ourselves unto thee for service. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we ask, amen. Thank you, Lord. Isn't it a privilege to be gathered in the house of the Lord? Amen. Just so thankful God gives us these little opportunities, because, you know, that time may come we may not be able to, you know. So I count a privilege every time we can. That is just to refresh our minds to a few things so we can go back into that message of falling away. Let's turn again to 2 Thessalonians 2nd chapter. I hope you're not tired of hearing that, but I trust that it'll sink deeper in your heart today as we go back into the Word of God. And, you know, some of you may not think, well, this is not too important. But I'm going to tell you, friends, it's very, very important. And I'll talk about it again here in a little bit. Let's read our scripture, and that way you can be seated. Let's just read 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, and let's just read that 3rd and 4th verse, and then the prophet will come back to that a little later here if we get time. Let no man deceive you by any means. Just think of that. By any means. There's all kind of means they'll try. But don't let any man deceive you by any means. Okay? For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So again, may the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. Now, as we've gone back into this little message, and actually we titled it a little different before, but I didn't realize it, but I went back and looked at some things, some notes I had prior, because a lot of times I'll keep notes. And but it was 5 years to the day that we was preaching on some of these things. And when I look and see how Satan has advanced comparing to what he was 5 years ago, where he was at and what he was doing through the people, I can see how quickly and how hard Satan is trying to bring this thing under his control before the rapture. And, you know, but this time I've gone into it a little more extensive and looking at it and looking into it and praying about it. And we'll say some things maybe we didn't say before. But, you know, this time that I didn't really do too much last time, I have spent the time to research and just see what these men are doing out there today. They call themselves ministers. They are, a lot of them, but they're Satan's ministry. But we find that, you know, what they're bringing and the things they pursue, their ideas, their theories, their own personal doctrines, and how it's begun to come more than ever contrary to the Word of God. And not saying there isn't true out there. There is true out there. True ministry and that you can listen to. But I find so many times, and of course, they're getting into debates and different things, and there's getting to be many, many ministers that has been in this message. Last one I researched, he'd been in it 40 years, and now has left the message. And now all of a sudden, he's got the message and come up with, of course, he's proving the prophet was not the prophet of Malachi 4 and Revelation 10. There's different places. But he's also now gone as far as to say now there's no use for the New or the Old Testament. And knowing this message as he has, I thought, wow, it's just amazing how far they can fall, you know. But we realize it's only by God's grace that holds you, you know, and holds you true to the Word of God. Because these are men that, friends, have known the Word for a long time. Some of these men was with the prophet. Some of these men can quote things the prophet said, just simple and easy as could be, and very smart and intelligent men, not ignorant by no means. But we know that's what Satan uses oftentimes, and most of the time is education, intelligence, intellectualism. That's Satan's channel to use that. So we realize that it's all coming together now. And we realize it's also a sign of the soon appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you may think, well, you don't have to worry about me, Bro Steve. I'm not going to listen to those things. And maybe you don't. And the only reason I have is to do research on it. And I can truly see, as I said last week, I'm telling you, if you aren't well-versed and filled with the Holy Ghost, it will catch you. And you'll not be able to help it. You say, well, if I'm not filled with the Holy Ghost, then what makes a difference, Brother Steve? Well, maybe you're sitting here, maybe the time will come, the Holy Ghost will be filling you, you know, and you'll receive the new birth as you receive the Word. And, you know, you'll get where you need to be. But until that time, you must be very protected. Yeah. You ever see a shepherd didn't protect his sheep? Wasn't much of a shepherd. But I want to be very protective of the sheep that God has put under me, you see, and take care of you and keep you safe if you'll just pay attention to the Word, you see. You say, well, you think other people will fall away? Yes, absolutely. It's the time for it. Many are going to fall away. And, you know, I was listening to the debate, a couple of them was on a debate and whether the prophet was the real prophet of the age and this, that, and the other. And they was making their statement, which I don't get to see it because I'm not out there in the ministry as far as preaching all these churches and seeing what's going on. But Brother Smith had even mentioned it. But how many people are leaving this message? It's a great falling away, you see. And as I said last week too, you know, we might sit there and think, oh, I'm strong and I would never let that happen in my life. Don't go there. Because I'm telling you, if Jesus Christ ain't in you and you aren't filled with the Holy Ghost, you will fall. Yeah. And you may think, oh, I can hang on and I know enough. And so that these men have been in it 40, 50 years, friends. They thought they knew it all kinds. They was presenting it all over the world, some of them. You know? This is the truth. This is the message. This is the prophet of the hour. And all of a sudden, he's not. Now tell me it ain't nothing but the devil. You see? Was a true fivefold ministry to start with? No. No. Some of them done mighty signs, wonders, and miracles. Preached like angels. Yes. Powerful messages. And lost. False anointed ones. And the end time. You see, God warned us of all these things, but people didn't pay no attention to it. It was just another message. And they couldn't see maybe a few years ago, even maybe 20 years ago, how could this be? How could this really happen? How could this really come to pass? Now we're right in the midst of it, and it'll happen and come to pass, and it is coming to pass. It is being fulfilled. These things the prophet warned us of, even in the church age book, you see. So, and with that in thought, let me just read another couple little short scriptures, and so I don't get in too much time here. Try to get through this. But we find here in 2 Peter, let me refresh your mind back to that too, 2 Peter, 3rd chapter and 17 verse. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also. Now see, evidently Peter saw that you had to really watch. You had to really be careful. We can have this position of feeling steadfast, but he's still telling you, beware. You know these things before. Beware lest ye also. Ye also, because there's others already fallen. Okay? There's others that's already left the faith. There's already many that denies now Brother Branham was the prophet of the age. And it's spreading like wildfire. I didn't realize it until I began to do more research on it. Spreading, spreading, spreading. Yeah. We'll go on. Beware lest ye also, being led away with the air of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Now think of that. You mean people can fall. Actually fall. Yeah. As I said, in doing the research so far I've been doing, I begin to realize it's happening way worse than I ever thought it was. And many that is debating and still saying the prophet is right and that is the genuine prophet of the age, then will sit there and bring something that is absolutely contrary to what he said. Now think of that. Absolutely contrary. Let's read some scripture, more scripture. Let's turn to Matthew 7th chapter, if you'd like to turn with me. Matthew 7th chapter, and we'll begin to 15th verse. We'll just kind of break a few of these things down a little bit, exhort upon some before we read some quotes. All right, again, Matthew 7th chapter, begin to 15th verse. Beware of false prophets. In other words, give heed or watch carefully, okay? Which come to you. Now, pay attention to that because we'll see it here a little bit later. That come to you. Now, there's different ways they may come to you. It may come through going where they preach, coming where you go to church, on the internet, through somebody else's conversation. They come, okay? Which come to you in sheep's clothing. Now, when they come, they don't come in a way to where it's just, wow, this is the wrong thing. It comes in sheep's clothing. Looks like a sheep. And sheep is known to be harmless. Is that right? They're not a ravenous animal, a beast to destroy you, to hurt you, to harm you. They are known as a calm, gentle, self-sacrificial animal. Yeah. So kind, so sweet. I don't know if any of you has ever had a lamb. you know. But they're just so gentle, so sweet, you know. Okay? But they come in sheep's clothing. Notice what he said. Our Lord Jesus is letting us know they come with a cover-up. It looks so good. It looks so right. Sometimes so gentle. Sometimes so kind. Yeah. But inwardly, see on the inside, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. They're not elected. They're destroying. They're very powerful with their deceit on the inside. They don't belong to God. No. They belong to Satan. Okay? All right? Now he goes on to say, our Lord Jesus says, ye shall know them. So again, isn't it so wonderful how God wants us to know things? Like so many other things. You know, he didn't want us to be ignorant concerning the appearing of the Lord. So he wanted us to know these things. We wouldn't be blind to it. And he also wanted us to know this, what these ones that would come with this cover-up that seemed to be so religious and seemed to be so right, so giant, gentle, so kind, so such the right way. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Okay, you'll know them by their doctrine, their way of life, and so forth. Okay. Do men gather grapes of thorns? You don't go out there and pick grapes off of a thorn bush, do you? No. Or figs of thistle? No, not figs don't have thistle. Okay, it says, no. You don't gather grapes from thorns or figs of thistles. It just don't happen that way. It don't grow that way. Okay? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. Good doctrine. The way of life. The way it should be. Okay? But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Corrupt doctrine. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Now, so you're going to know what they are. God don't want you blind to what these men are. No. He wants you to know plainly what they are. You'll know them. It won't be questionable. It won't be wondering what they are. You will know exactly what they are. Okay? Just like if I stand up here today and if I bring forth corrupt doctrine, I take away from the word or add to it, you will know exactly I am as lost as I can be. I'm not saying if you might be a little confused on something to start with and maybe God reveals something to you and you get it straightened up. But if you willingly go in there and get up here and stand and bring forth that corrupt doctrine, things of adding to and taking away, you know exactly who I am if you're bride. Those that ain't bride won't know who I am. Okay? Well, use me so that you don't, can't get upset with somebody or somebody I'm talking about. Although there'd be a lot of names I'd like to mention. Okay? A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. It just can't happen. Jesus said so. That's good enough for me. Amen. And he makes it plain to see. If you are elected, filled with the Holy Ghost, you have no problem seeing the picture. Okay? A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. You see, the good tree has good seed in it, has the right seed in it, a right gene of God in it. A corrupt tree doesn't have the right gene in it. Okay? Every tree that bringeth not fruit, I'm sorry. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast in the fire. There's going to be many burning like a fire. Yeah. Wherefore by their fruits. Now, does the Lord Jesus know what he's talking about or not? He absolutely does. Now, it's between us and the Holy Spirit whether we can really come to true realization to know what he's talking about. You see? Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And I'm going to tell you what, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible to do the will of God without revelation. You see? Revelation only comes to the elected. Okay? Otherwise, it's a bunch of intellectual head knowledge. You think, well, can men really get up and preach this message by intellectual head knowledge? Absolutely. Without a lick of revelation. By learning it, memorizing, and then agreeing with it. Not by it being revealed, but by agreeing with it. It sounds good, it looks good. But now you see the results of many that has done that falling away. Okay? He says here, many will say say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied, have we preached in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? You know, like Brother Branham said in the token, ministers can get up behind a pulpit and preach this gospel and still, without that token, be lost. Yeah. In thy name have cast out devils? You mean they do that? Absolutely. I heard them bragging on the internet. Some of them did. Yeah. I have cast out devils. I have done this. I prayed for mama. I done this and I asked for this and this happened. So, where'd the corrupt doctrine come in? You see? False anointed ones in the end time. And in thy name done many wonderful works. There it is. Does that mean anything? That they've done many wonderful works. Why? They might have went all over the world preaching the gospel. They might have done this and they might have done that. They might have laid hands on people and they was healed and all kinds of things. Does that mean anything? No. Not when it comes to a reality of a true fivefold ministry. It doesn't mean anything. No. And then will I profess unto them. Now these that is making these claims on it and now has left the message. Okay. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. What is iniquity? Watch what these ones are doing that's falling away. They knew what was good. They knew what was right. Now they're falling away and it's become iniquity to them. They knew the right. They knew exactly what God was saying, and now they're turning their back on it. Now, like I said about this 4 or 5 years ago, this may seem a little bit maybe out of step. It may seem a little bit boring. It may seem like I don't need this. But you're going to see time this is over with. Satan makes sure he brings this in your life. You have the opportunity, every one of you, to be tested with it. Yes. If you're elected, you will be. For it'd be so close in the last days that they'd see the very elected if it were possible. Okay? Let's go on. 1 Timothy, turn with me there if you will. 1 Timothy and 4th chapter. And we'll just read that first and second verse. Let's catch a few things here. I'll try not to hold you too long. I know this is one of the messages. Probably if you're not real interested, you know, it gets pretty tiresome. But one of these days you'll see the fullness of it coming to pass. 1 Timothy 4 chapter, first verse. Now the Spirit speaketh. Now remember this, what I'm going to say. The Holy Spirit never makes a mistake. Is that right? The Holy Spirit never makes a mistake. Because that's God. In spirit form. And the Spirit speaketh expressively. Very clearly. Very clearly. That in the latter times of the last days. If you look up the Greek, it's last days. Some shall depart. Get that now. Some shall depart. And that in the original Greek says fall away. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed or accepting or giving in to what somebody else says. To seducing spirits. A seducing spirit, we looked that up, it says to be misled into error, or it's a corrupter or a deceiver. It's a deceiving spirit. It's a corrupting spirit. Yeah. Which is getting on many, many ministers. Corrupting spirit. Deceiving spirit. Getting on many, many, many ministers. I repeat. I didn't realize this as bad as it was until I really started searching this. Many. Yeah, I knew it was a problem. I knew it was happening. But not like I know now. It's almost, if it wasn't scriptural and what the prophet said, it'd be almost unbelievable. To think so many thousands and thousands and thousands of people supposedly recognize this prophet of the end time age and now turning away from it. It's almost unbelievable without understanding. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, or teachings and preachings of devils. There's Satan's ministry. Yeah. You mean Satan has a ministry? Absolutely does. He sure does. And it's just amazing how he prepped them. What do you mean, Brother Steve? Satan had a long time to prep many of them and fill them up with this message. Fill them up with that prophet's message. Give them all the knowledge of it so they could feel they had all the ins and outs. They could tell you all about it. They could hear many of the testimonies of those who lived with the prophet, was around the prophet. Gave them many opportunities to get all filled up with that. And now, they'll go out with much wisdom. Try to deceive the bride. Satan spent a lot of time getting them prepped. Yeah. Watch what happens. Speaking lies and hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is to make the air look like it's the right thing. Something that is an error, make it look like it's the way it's supposed to be. The right way. Yeah. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared. I've had this many times, but let's just go over it a little bit. Their conscience seared. Again, let's just renew our minds back to remember a triune being we are. We are flesh, spirit, which is human spirit, and soul. Of course, we know the flesh, see, taste, feel, smell, and hear. And the conscience is one of the spirit, of the spirit, human spirit. Conscience is one of them. Reasoning, imagination, affection. Yeah, memory. That's a human spirit side. Okay? But conscience is in that. What does conscience do? What happens when you begin to, maybe you've done something wrong, or maybe you would go to do something wrong, and your conscience is saying, oh, it's a channel of thought of, oh, I shouldn't do this, or I shouldn't have done that. You know, it makes you think, makes you begin to go with reason and begin, we shouldn't have done this thing, or I shouldn't do this thing, you see. But now he's telling us in the scripture about the conscience being seared as with a hot iron. I used before, you probably remember, because it's about the simplest way I could do. Speaking of a hot iron and seared, you sisters would know probably more about it. I've just seen it happen. Actually, I messed up a piece of material one time doing that and fooling around. I don't think my wife knew anything about it. Polyester, put that hot iron on it, and it crusted over and seared it. And the plastics and that polyester comes together in that heat and forms a crust, and now water can't go through it. And the Holy Spirit can't go through a seared conscience. No. Having their conscience seared, so now they've come to a point, it doesn't bother them. Does not bother them that what they're saying about the prophet, the blasphemous things they're saying, blaspheme the Holy Ghost, it doesn't bother them. They've become so seared, their conscience has. It doesn't bother them anymore. It just doesn't exist. They feel they're so right in their error that I'm right. And so many times I have noticed in their testimony or what they're saying or their how they're standing on their conviction of the, it ain't the prophet wasn't the prophet of this age and this different things that come up with their doctrines that's wrong. I've noticed it. I have searched and I have found that this is my understanding. I thought, wow. The scripture tells us lean not upon thy own understanding. Now they've left that realm of anything by revelation. It's my understanding. One gentleman had been in this message 40-some years. Proud to say it he was. Now he's proclaiming even King James Version shouldn't even be read. The prophet should have never said to the bride of Jesus Christ that the King James Version was the right version. Going that far, friends. Yes, it's unbelievable. So almost unbelievable. If you didn't have the revelation. These are men that will shake your hand, hug you, tell you they love you, and my, just be so sweet and kind, and much smarter men than I'll ever be. And completely in Satan's hands. It's amazing. And just think, you have all the opportunity in the world to find it too on the internet. Yeah. You have all the opportunity in the world to go to any church, message church you want to, and most likely get connected to it. You have all that opportunity. And it's so easy. And I know according to the Holy Spirit, there's people sitting right in this building. Maybe listen to me. If you get on that internet and hear some of the things they've got with their arguments, you'll fall for it. Without a doubt. Without one speck of doubt. And Satan's just laying there and waiting as a roaring lion to seek you and devour you. And what I'm saying on these things may cause you to get on there now and find it out for yourself. We'll see if you fall. Because if you ain't seed, you will fall. I know now without a doubt. You'll never, ever stand. As tough as much as you think you know, I'm going to tell you, Satan is way smarter than we are. Yeah. The only way you can outwit him is to have Christ in you and Christ do the outwitting. Yes. Otherwise, you can't do it. Impossible. He said it was 6,000-7,000 years to do this and get it the way he wants it. Yeah. And he done a pretty good job on Eve. I did. Let's go on. And we'll go to the church age book. We'll try to hurry up here. Hey, at least get through this one. Church age book. This is on page 329. I'm sure it's many things you've already read. But I just want to bring it together with this. Okay. He says, there are those who say that God's people are going to come together through a collective revelation. He says, I challenge that statement. It is a bald, invalid assumption in the face of Revelation 10:7. Now, I do not deny that people will prophesy in that last age, and their ministries can and will be correct. I do not deny that there will be prophets, even as in the days of Paul, when there was one Agabus, a prophet, who prophesied of the famine. I agree that is so, but I deny upon the infallible evidence of the word that there is more than one major prophet or messenger who will reveal the mysteries as contained in the word and who has the ministry to turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Which is, that's what Satan's working on, to get rid of that. He doesn't like that. No. Thus saith the Lord, by his unfailing words stand, and shall stand and be vindicated. There is one prophet messenger to this age. I thank God so much for his mercy and grace that he let me realize and recognize that true prophet of the age. It will continue to be his mercy and grace and love that if I continue to believe that with all my heart. Sit there and think, well, Brother Steve, I'd believe it anyhow. Wow, you are fooled. Without Christ, you can't believe it. And you cannot receive it and retain it without Christ. On the basis of human behavior alone, anyone knows that where there are many people, there is even divided opinion on lesser points of major doctrine, which they all hold together. Who then will have the power of infallibility, which is to be restored in this last age? For this last age is going to go back to manifesting the pure word bride. Hallelujah. That last age... For this last age is going to go back. See? That means we have the word once again as it was perfectly given. We have that word, friends. Now Satan's trying to take it away. Through who? His ministry. That has attached end time message believing people. Yes. Is a denomination going to mess with the bride now? No. As the prophet said in God of his evil age, some cold, formal church, nah, that wouldn't even phase it, friends. No. But it's when it's almost exactly the same. That's what you have to be careful of. You see? And perfectly understood in the days of Paul, I will tell you who will have it. It will be a prophet as thoroughly vindicated or even more thoroughly vindicated than was any prophet in all the ages from Enoch to this day. Wow, that's a pretty bold statement, huh? Yeah. Because this man will be of necessity have the capstone prophetic ministry. And he says, and God will show him forth. That's why I have no problem, because God showed him forth. Yeah. There's one of them right there. Some may get offended because, you know, that picture of that man up there. I don't see the man. I see the pillar of fire. All depends on what your understanding is. You see? Yeah, I'm not looking at a man. I don't even focus on that flesh man standing here in that picture. I'm focused on that pillar of fire, the same one that led the children of Israel out of Egypt. Yes. That's what I'm focused on. Of course, people don't understand those things and, you know, oh, it's confusing. Well, that's blasphemy for him to even think something like that. They thought was blasphemy what Jesus done too. Yeah. Because this man will of necessity have the capstone prophetic ministry, and God will show him forth. He won't need to speak for himself. God will speak for him by the voice of the sign. Yeah. Was that some man standing there when there'd be people behind him and he'd tell what the person was, who it was, where they lived, and what their problem was and everything? Never seen him in his life. You think that was Brother Branham? No. No, not at all. The second thought that must be impressed in our hearts, okay, now that's why I have the authority to do this. Because the same God that said for him to press this is the same one that has let the ministry, true fivefold ministry, impress it now. Okay? The second thought that must be impressed on our hearts is that the seven church ages started out with the Antichrist spirit. Oh, every one of them. As well as the Holy Spirit, who is to be blessed forever. There's two lines. 1 John 4:1. Now begin to listen to these things he's quoting here in the scriptures. 1 John 4:1. Beloved. Now he's talking to the bride. Beloved. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Oh, whether they are of God. Okay? Because many false prophets are gone out in the world. Did you hear that? Many false prophets has gone out into the world. You will never find anywhere where many true fivefold ministry has gone out. No. When it speaks of many here, it says great large number is the Greek on it. You will never find a great large number of true fivefold ministry. He said, Brother Steve, I can't. Start showing me. Start showing me. A great large number. To where they're just everywhere, like the false prophets and anointed ones are. You can find false anointed ones everywhere. Adding to, taking away. Deceiving. Corrupting. Even the very scriptures. They're everywhere. A large, great number. But show me a large, great number of true fivefold ministry. You have to squeeze, hunt, and find. And search to find any. There's so few. Why? God don't need a lot of them. There ain't very many bride. Very, very, very few. But there's all kinds of the lost. So Satan's ministry has to be large. Many in number. In a try to make his contact with the elect. Yeah. Go ahead and think I'm nuts, but I'm not. Just listen to the word. Beloved, believe not every spirit, and try the spirits which they are, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out in the world. Did you notice? The Antichrist spirit is identified with false prophets. The ages came in with false prophets. And they will go out with false prophets. Many. Now, of course, there is going to be a real false prophet. We spoke of in 2 Thessalonians. In the grand sense that that man there is going to be or mentioned in Revelation, but as now, before his revelation, there are to appear many false prophets. He says, Matthew 24, 23, 26, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall rise false Christ. And you know the message on false anointings. I've mentioned a couple times. There shall arise false Christ or false anointed ones and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Again, showing that it'll be mingled with the bride. There'll be access to the bride. It would deceive the very elect if it were possible. So the deceit will be very readily available. That it would deceive the elect, if it were possible. But thank God, it will not, by His mercy and grace. Amen. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, He is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, He is in the secret chambers, believe it not. These false prophets are earmarked for us in various other scriptures, such as following 2 Peter 2:1-2. But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately, in other words, as someone had introduced things in a crafty way, in a way you don't catch as easy what's going on. Crafty way. Who privately shall bring in damnable hearsays or destructive errors and opinions. That's what I've found a lot of when I was listening to these different things. Damnable opinions. Even denying the Lord that brought them and bring upon themselves, or wait a minute, even denying the Lord that bought them and bring up themselves upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow, as some of them in their little testimonials claim, many are seeing the light. That this was not the real prophet. Many are seeing it. Oh my. And many shall follow their pernicious ways or destructive ways. By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Some of them, the things they say, you know, you can just almost imagine. How are they not melting to the earth now. How and what has kept them reserved that the worms doesn't eat them up before they get done talking? But one day, the earth shall burn as an oven, friends. They shall seek and cry out for the mountains to cover them. And they'll not die. If they could only understand how they're being used of Satan's hands. Nice people. Good people. Good men. Lost. As lost as can be. It's so sad. It makes you think, why? Why, Lord, is your mercy and grace stay with me? Why? You don't feel deserving of it. When other people have been so much better. They know so much more. They've done so much more evangelistic work. They've gone all over the world promoting this gospel, promoting the prophet's message. It seems so much more worthier. But you know what it's all about? Amazing grace.
Amen.
That saved a wretch like you and me. That's what it's all about. 2 Timothy 4, 3rd to 4th verse. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That time has come. This is the last days. It has come. You'll only see it get worse. But the time has come. They are not able to endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap. Think about that. They shall heap. They shall accumulate and gain more of this wickedness. It accumulates constantly now in their life. For the time will come when they shall, I guess we read that. He says here, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. One of the things is that they will desire much better and much more to hear the things that is of pleasure to them instead of hearing correction and the word chasten them. They would rather hear things that's a pleasure. It's not hard on them. Not hard against the flesh. Teachers of itching ears. Easy things. Things that doesn't show up sin. Oh my. Heap themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, showing they once was listening to the truth, but they shall turn away from the truth. Aye. And shall be turned unto fables, things that ain't real, things that's not true, things that of false doctrine. Fables. Wow. This is the day, friends. This is the day. As I said, as I've done a little research deeper into it, I see it's definitely the day. Get worse? I believe absolutely with all my heart it's going to get worse. Yes. To find a true bride of Jesus Christ is going to be rare? Absolutely, I believe that. To find a church that stays with the truth all the way is going to be so rare. I believe most of you could agree with me now on that.
Amen.
Yeah. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now he begins to speak about a little bit about what we read this morning. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, which was the last days, some shall depart from the faith. In other words, again, it'll lead them to error, corruption, corrupt doctrine, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Not doctrines of sons of God. Not doctrines of the true fivefold ministry. No. Doctrines of devils. Which uses what? Men. A devil has to use flesh just like God does. Yeah. And he's got his ministry. Yeah. As I said, he spent a lot of time training them. He's trained some of them 40 and 50 years. And now all of a sudden, he's proven, trying to prove, like he did to Eve, that ain't what God meant. And he's very successful. Very successful in doing what he's doing. He says here, now in every case you will notice that that false prophet is one who is outside the word, just as we showed you that antichrist means anti-word. So these false prophets come perverting the word, giving it a meaning that fits their own devilish ends. We've seen that many times. I mean, the doctrines they got going to meet their own devilish ends. You know? I mean, who in their right mind can sit there and read the scripture, plainly what it says, that a woman is not to remarry as long as she's got a living husband, and sit there and give a doctrine, a devilish doctrine, that it's okay. He's spiritually dead, so he's dead. Doctrines of devils. Would I listen to that man? Absolutely, I would not. I wouldn't give him the time of day. Openly defied and rejects the word of God. Yeah. The same devil that told Eve what he did is the same devil speaking through that man's lips. And will come and be burnt. Yeah. Along with all these other doctrines they've got that has took away from the Word of God. That we could go on and on and on with. Yeah. You say, it's hard? Yes, it's hard. It's hard to say that, but it is the Word. Have you ever noticed how people who lead others astray? We've seen this happen. Have you ever noticed of people who lead others astray bind them closely to themselves by fear? You heard it same as I did. We've talked about this many times. You better fear me. Yeah, fear you. You better fear God. Bind themselves by fear that say that if the people don't do what they say or if they leave, then destruction will follow. I don't have to add anything to it, friends. There's men out there that do this very thing. Yeah. They are false prophets, for a true prophet will always lead one to the word. Notice he said, always. Not sometime. Always lead them to the word. And bind the people to Jesus Christ. Not to a church. No. If you want to see me turn into a false one, let me get up here and start saying, you leave here, you're lost. Now you got your cult. Yeah. He says here, A true prophet will always lead one to the Word and bind the people to Jesus Christ, and he won't tell the people to fear him. Wow. How much plainer it could be. Or what he says. But fear what the Word says. Notice how these people, like Judas, are out for money. Watch how many are always out for the money. I've told examples before about that. Some has come here and preached. It's all about the money. Yeah. Can't come to some places to preach because there ain't enough money to pay them. Wow. Sad. They get you to sell all you have and give it to them. Their schemes. I've seen that. They worked on that, but didn't go so well for them. They spend more time on offerings than the Word. Those who attempt to operate gifts will make use of a gift which has a margin of error in it. And then ask for money and neglect the Word and calling of God. And people will go to them and bear with them and support them and believe them, not knowing it is the way of death. If they knowed, they wouldn't do it. But to some it isn't given to them to know. They were meant for destruction, the same as the ministry was. See? Yes, the land is full of carnal impersonations. In the last day, notice, and we'll close here real quickly. In the last day, they will try to imitate. Yes, the land is full. They will try to impersonate the prophet messenger. The seven sons of Sceva tried to impersonate Paul, or imitate Paul. Simon the sorcerer tried to imitate Peter. Their impersonations will be carnal. They won't be able to produce what the true prophet produces. When he says the revival is over, they will go around claiming a great revelation that what the people have is exactly right and God is going to do bigger and more wonderful things among the people. And the people will fall for it. These same false prophets will claim that the messenger of the last days is not a theologian. That's one of their claims. The prophet didn't know and have much education. Wasn't smart enough. Friends, this was the proof and the reading of it before it ever came. And now it's here. Prophecy fulfilled. So he ought not to be heard. They're saying that about Brother Brown. So he ought not to be heard. He wasn't educated enough to be able to handle this. Oh. See that devil working? As I said, if the wrong one of you get on there and hear these things, you are going to fall for it. If you don't heed and beware. They won't be able to produce what the messenger can. They won't be able to vindicate by God as the last day prophet is. He says that the last day prophet is, but their great swelling words and with the weight of their worldwide notoriety. My many of them is trying to get it on the internet everywhere worldwide. Yeah. They will warn the people not to hear that man. Says that messenger. They are doing that. And they will say he teaches wrong. They are doing that. They are running exactly true to their fathers, the Pharisees, who were of the devil. You believe that, Brother Steve? Absolutely, I believe it. You can see Satan as them men talking, their mouth moves. You can see Satan. Oh, yeah. You can see his disciples. Yeah. Who were the devil? For they claimed that both John and Jesus taught error. They are doing that today. That the prophet taught error. Yeah. So good to be warned before it happened. Will we take heed to the warning? Or are we going to go out with an attitude? Ain't nothing ever going to trap me. You're silly to start with. You better commit it before God and say, Lord, don't let anything deceive me and trap me. Because he's your only source of help. Yeah. In closing. Now, why do these false prophets come against the true prophet and discredit his teaching? They're doing that. Because they are running true to form, as did their forefathers, when in the days of Ahab they withstood Micaiah. He said they were 400 of them, and all of them were in agreement. Just what they're doing today. As they're leaving the message, they're coming into agreement. Yes, the prophet was wrong. He was not the true vindicated prophet of the age. And then another one jumps on board. And another one jumps on board. And another one jumps on board. Oh, my. And by them all saying the same thing, they fooled the people. These false prophets. By them all saying the same thing, they fooled the people. But one prophet, just one, was right. And all the rest of them was wrong. Because God had committed the revelation to only one. Beware of false prophets, for they are a ravening wolves. If you are still in any doubt about this, ask God by His Spirit to fill you. First, get filled with the Holy Ghost. And lead you. For the very elect can't be fooled. Did you get that? He says. There isn't any man can fool you. Even if they went camping with Brother Branham. Even if they slept with him at camp at night. They fished with him? They hunted with him? You mean nobody can fool you? Nobody. Paul, he says, there isn't any man can fool you. Paul could not fool any elect. In the first Ephesian age, the elector could not be fooled. They could not be fooled, for they tried the false apostles. And prophets. Now, the word I bring from this series tries those false prophets and false apostles. Yeah. And in that first, he says, Ephesian age, they elect, they could, I guess read that. He said, they could not be fooled, for they tried the false apostles and prophets and found them to be liars. Scripture calls them liars. Yeah. Found them to be liars and put them out. Again, that's why those men that do that, I will have no fellowship with. I don't care how mushy some get and how soft and how loving and kind some want to be. This man will not fellowship scripturally. and found them to be liars and put them out. He says, hallelujah. His sheep hear my voice. A stranger they will not follow. Wow. Is that the word?
Amen.
Absolutely, it's the word. Absolutely, it's the word. It is thus saith the word. I don't care what anybody has to say against it or what they want to do and how they want to be scientific lovers and all this other stuff and love this and love that. Oh, I don't hate people. Scripture don't want us to hate them. But he said even avoid them. Oh. Of course, some churches has got it all messed up and don't even know what that means. You know, and they're avoiding you. By deception, false doctrine. Yes. It's amazing how smart that devil's been. But more amazing how man has fallen for it. Yes. I love his word. And I know it is the truth that sets me free and keeps me free. Thank God for his precious word. Amen. Let us all stand. And Lord willing, tonight we'll maybe try to finish up on this. Lord willing. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another service, we realize how important these things are. More now for the time we're in than we ever have been in our life. And we know that, as we mentioned it already, and we heard the prophet say many times, that Satan goeth about as a roaring lion. And Lord, we realize a lion has no mercy. A lion oftentimes will kill just to kill and just to destroy and just to have pleasure and to torment. But oh God, we know that Satan goes about as that roaring lion to try to torment, to deceive, to corrupt, to make error in the word of God. And he seeks those whom he may desire to kill and destroy him. And he desires every one of us. Lord, with Paul and the scripture told us that. That Satan desires us. He desires to destroy us and deceive us. And to take us away from the word of God. In some way possible. And all it has to be is one word. That's all it has to be. But Lord, you told us through that prophet. In many places. And maybe some here has not read the scripture. Never read the word enough. From the prophet's message enough, Lord. To know what I'm going to say is what the prophet said. He said, stay away from it. And Lord, exactly it's what you mean. And stay away from it, we will. Lord, we ask for your mercy, your grace, your continued leadership, Lord, that you'll keep us in the truth and not let us go into error in anything. We realize it's the mercy and grace of God that keeps us in the truth and keeps us from the error. So, Lord, we ask for your love and mercy to be upon us and with us, Lord, all the days that we are upon this earth, that, oh God, we may glorify you and you may show forth that us here in this little building, Lord, where there's little places all over the earth, Lord, there's a little bride that'll stay pure to that word. So, God, help us to be a part of it, to hold true to it. In your glorious name, thy will be done now. Go with us and keep us. Bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. In the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. I trust that's been all right so far.
Amen.
Amen. I hope you've been able to understand so far. And as I said, we went through some of these things back 5 years ago today to this date. But I'm just taking things a little bit deeper on some of the things. So may God bless you and encourage you and keep you. Amen. You're dismissed.